Thank you.
So as a part of the same contract that Justine just spoke about, we created another measure, and that's what I'm going to talk about today, which is a measure of the resolution timeliness and the appropriateness of the complaints closure process by the Part C and Part D plans. So I do need to disclose, like Justine, my relationships, financial relationships, which is basically that I'm employed by NPAC, and that NPAC was contracted to do this work with CMS, but we did it unbiasedly, of course. Let me give you a little background about this particular measure. So basically, we're looking at how well contracts close their complaints. And CMS was concerned about this for a couple of reasons, is that, first of all, that they had these time requirements for contracts about when they needed to close their complaints. So they receive a complaint, a contract receives a complaint, normally through 1-800-MEDICARE. CMS passes that complaint to the contract, and the contract is responsible for responding to and resolving and closing that complaint out. And so CMS had set up these time requirements for how quickly contracts should be closing these complaints, and they were determined by the issue level of the complaints. And so there were basically three issue levels: the most dire, or the immediate need, which should be closed within 48 hours, what were called urgent complaints, which should be closed within a week to 10 days, and then all others within 30 days. In order to monitor these complaints and to keep track of these complaints, CMS developed the complaints tracking module, the CTM system, and HPMS, which is where all the complaints that come into CMS from 1-800-MEDICARE are filed in this system, so that they could monitor when they came in and when they were closed. So given that they have the CTM system, they've routinely been able to monitor whether or not contracts are actually meeting this time requirement that we outlined above. But what they were not doing is they were not monitoring whether or not the process through which contracts close the complaints were appropriate, and were they the proper thing to do, or were they just simply closing out the complaints quickly in order to meet these time requirements. So this is where we came in. So CMS wanted us to begin to develop some monitoring and performance measures that would actually capture whether or not these complaints were appropriately closed. So they wanted us to do this in a collective and a systematic manner, and then also determine whether or not the appropriate steps were taken by the contracts to close the complaints. And then using these measures, we were going to help them identify contracts with room for improvement in closing out complaints. So what we did for CMS, we developed three measures. The first is the simplest measure, which was simply the resolution identification measure. And here we're just trying to gather to what extent are contracts actually identifying a solution to the complaint prior to closing the complaint in the CTM. So again, there's this issue of you close in the CTM, but have you really done the work before closing it? So one step is to have you actually identified a resolution. Our next measure actually captures more than identifying a resolution, but actually implementing and completing that resolution. So again, to what extent are these contracts actually implementing, not just identifying a resolution, but actually implementing the resolution prior to closing out the complaint in the CTM? And then our last and final measure was what we call the algorithm-adjusted resolution implementation measure. It's a little bit wordy, but is actually the most important of our measures. And not only do we look at the timing in terms of did you identify, did you actually implement a resolution, but most importantly, was it the correct resolution for the type of complaint that the beneficiary had? So really quickly, here are the definitions of our measures. So for resolution identification measure, again, it's just the percent of contracts complaints that are actually closed in the CTM prior to identifying a contract. So a higher measure on this means that the contract is performing less well or bad, worse. Resolution implementation is very similar. Again, you just have a binary variable for one equals yes, they closed it before implementing the resolution, and zero, otherwise not. So what percentage of those contracts were closed prior to implementing the resolution? And then the algorithm adjusted identification measure is slightly more complicated. So not only you can again concern about the timing of the closure, but about the exact actions taken by the contract. So not only are you going to get a 1-0 or a dummy variable for whether or not the timing was appropriate, but also was the actual resolution itself, did it really correctly address the complaint that the beneficiary had? So in order to measure this correctness, we developed an appropriateness assessment instrument, or what we call the algorithm. And we did this with the help of a subcontractor that was very familiar with the complaint process and the resolution of various types of complaints. And what this algorithm contained is basically we separated all of the contracts by their category and subcategory, which said this is the subject matter of this complaint. And so according to the subject matter of the complaint, there are certain steps and certain individuals within the Part C or the Part D plan or contract, there are certain individuals that should have been approached in addressing that complaint. So we look at not only the timing, but who was involved with coming up with the resolution to that complaint and what was the resolution that was implemented. And so we look at, we define these very stringently according to the contract, I mean, to the complaint category and subcategory. So the data that we use in order to actually build these measures came from two major sources. The first was information that was actually submitted by the contract. Here we actually designed and developed and implemented a web-based collection instrument in which we asked the contract very specific questions about the resolution process that they implemented for a sample of their contracts, sample of their complaints. And then we also used existing information that came from CMS, again from the CTM. From this information from CMS, we were able to identify all of the contract's complaints within a certain period of time, as well as certain contract characteristics. Contracts that were included in the measure development were basically contracts that were active during the analysis period. The only type of contract that we excluded from this particular measure were the PACE contracts. And then we also made sure that in order to be included in our sample, that the contract had to have had at least one complaint during the first quarter of 2009. So the analysis period was from January 1st, 2009 to March 31st, 2009, or the first quarter of 2009, of the calendar year 2009. Like I said, we were able to identify every complaint that was filed against a contract during that first quarter of 2009, but that would have required a lot of data collection and a lot of time commitment on the part of the contracts to respond to our survey. So instead of sending them questions about all of their complaints, we looked at a sample, and basically looked at a sample that was determined by 80% confidence interval and a 10% error margin. Within that sample, we maintain the distribution between immediate and non-immediate need, so the issue level that we talked about earlier. In addition, we made sure that all contracts that had at least 20 complaints did have at least 20 complaints within their sample. So if they had 21, and if we were looking at this 80% confidence interval, 10% error margin, it would have probably required like 12 sample complaints, but instead we took 20 of them just to make sure they had a large enough sample size so that the results from one complaint didn't skew their measure too much. And then lastly, if they had fewer than 20 complaints, we took all of their complaints to make up their sample. So quickly, we're going to turn and look at some of the raw means of these measures for our contracts based on looking at them by the various contract characteristics, namely the contract type, the organization type, and the enrollment size of those contracts. And so what we find in general for this first measure, the resolution identification measure, is that MA-only plans, so those plans who only have a Part C component to them, as you can see, their resolution identification measure is significantly lower than for the other two types, MAPDs and PDPs. Basically, their resolution identification on average was 0%. Likewise, we see significant differences and when we look at the organization type, namely, again, our 1833 cost plans are significantly less, as well as our fee-for-service and our cost, 1876 cost plans. And similarly, again, if you look at enrollment size, you see that the smaller enrollment plans, those with fewer than 800 enrollees, had a very significantly lower resolution identification measures. So again, they're performing better than the larger plans when we're looking at the raw means. Similarly, when we look at resolution implementation, again, we find that MA-only plans and PDB plans are doing better than MAPD plans. We can do this, look at the same thing for organization type and see that there are some significant differences there as well. Not so much when we look at enrollment, though. For enrollment, there really weren't any significant differences for resolution implementation. For the algorithm-adjusted resolution implementation measure, again, we see that there are significant differences based upon the contract type, the organization type, and the enrollment size. So these are just the raw means. So, but one of the concerns that we had is that we know that there are different types of complaints that a contract could receive. And because there are different issue levels, so immediate need versus non-immediate need, and there are different complaint categories, the way that a contract may respond to a particular type of complaint may influence their ability to appropriately resolve that complaint. Some may be easier than others, therefore they may be able to address them quicker than others, or they may be able to implement a more correct resolution easier. So one of the things that we want to look at is not only look at based upon the plan characteristics, but are there some of the complaint characteristics that may also influence how well a complaint is resolved. So in this table here, again, we're just looking at the raw means and saying, if you look at a particular complaint and whether or not it was resolved correctly according to our measure, which are one of our three measures, do we see any differences in by issue level and by complaint category? And so again, particularly for resolution implementation and adjusted resolution implementation measure, we see that the immediate needs, so those that are more pressing, are more likely to be handled appropriately versus the non-immediate need. And then you can see some differences as well when you look at the complaint category. For example, if you look at benefits and access, they have a lower measure, so they're more appropriately resolved than some of the other measures, other complaints. And so this just kind of summarizes what I showed you there. So if we know that the complaint characteristics may influence how well a contract can address those complaints, then we want to know, well, is the distribution of complaints by their categories or by their characteristics the same across contract types? And so that's what we're looking at here. And so we find that there are significant differences. Namely, you see that MA-only plans have much fewer immediate need complaints than PDP and MAPD plans. Similarly, when we look at complaint category, we see that benefit and access complaint category is less likely among complaints than among PDP and MAPD plans. So again, the distribution of complaints by their characteristics differs across contracts. And if we know that the how appropriately these complaints are handled vary by their characteristics, then we know that the very fact that one type of contract may have, let's say, more immediate need complaints, then we should already expect that their measurements in terms of how well they resolve complaints should differ. And so that's what our concern is here. And so if we just consider those two tables together, remember we saw that the proportion of MA-only complaints that are immediate need is significantly lower than it is for PDP or MAPD plans. And we also know that immediate need complaints are better handled than the non-immediate need complaints. Then that would lead us to see, so that's that. And then secondly, again, the proportion of MA-only complaints that are benefit and access, again, is significantly lower than it was for some of the other two contract types. And we also know that benefit and access complaints have lower rates, so they're handled more appropriately than the others. Then this should lead us to the conclusion that we could expect that MA-only contracts will actually have, that's supposed to be a higher measure scores due to the type of complaints that it receives relative to the other complaints. So they're receiving less of the complaints that have a lower measure or the type of complaints that are better handled. So we would expect overall that they would have a higher measure score or do worse on these scores. So what we do is that we want to actually test whether or not these complaint characteristics influence how well the contracts actually handle certain types of complaints. And so we run this regression on for each complaint, looking at what was the value for the resolution identification. So did they resolve this particular complaint prior to closing the CTM? Did they implement a resolution prior to closing the CTM? And was the implemented resolution correct as well? Thank you. And so as you can see, the yellows simply indicate which characteristics are highly significant, and in the pink, those that are significant at the 10% level. So as you can see, that immediate need is significant when you're looking at resolution identification and for algorithm-adjusted resolution implementation, basically saying that immediate need complaints have a higher chance or a lower chance of not being handled properly. And so the same thing we see for some of the complaint categories. And so what we do is we take that first regression there and we adjust our means to see how does taking into account the characteristics of the complaints that a contract has influence the mean measures. And so as you can see, if you look in the, I have the three types of measures, and the first column is the adjusted measure. So after we take into account the type of complaint that these contracts have, versus the unadjusted means where we didn't account for that, you can see that the means actually do kind of shift around and that the variation decreases significantly. For instance, if you look at right here, these two columns, we're looking at the resolution identification measure. Remember earlier in the unadjusted means, MA-only plans had a much lower mean than the others, but after you adjust for the fact that they have, let's say, more non-immediate need plans and less of the benefit and access plans, which we said would make us think that they would have a higher measure, we see that to be true, that actually now in the adjusted means, they have a higher resolution identification measure than the other two contract types. So now we look at the regression of these contract types on these adjusted measures. So now we've accounted for whether or not a complaint is a immediate, non-immediate, or if it's a certain type of category of complaint, and seeing do the contract types, the contract characteristics still matter when we're looking at the their performance on these measures that we created. And so what we find out is that the MA-only status of the contract type still does have some influence, but not as much influence as we thought it would before we accounted for the type of complaints that MA-only contracts had versus the other PDPs and MAPDs. And whereas before we found that there were significant differences between organization types on these three measures, after we account for the type of complaints that these organizations have, no longer does organization type show up as significant as a factor in whether or not the resolution identification or any of these measures are going to be higher or not. We still find that enrollment size matters. Basically, what we see here is that the larger plans have lower measures, so they're doing better than the smaller plans. So in conclusion, what we found is that the type of complaints received by contracts does influence whether or not they appropriately or timely resolve the complaints. So, but beyond the complaint characteristics, we still find that the contract characteristics do influence the resolution identification and the resolution implementation measures that we created. And in particular, smaller contracts are less likely to appropriately close, and MA-only contracts are slightly more likely to inappropriately close when compared to the other contracts, PDPs and MAPDs. That's it. Thank you.